Hello, this is George. I'm a certified credit repair specialist with Credit Pros. How you doing?
I'm finding you.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Your name is Brenda McAnally. You were referred through one of our partners, Auto Credit Express. I see you were looking to get approval of financing for a vehicle. Is that the case or just a loan? Okay. So, in order to get approved for financing for a vehicle, it takes some time, right? But we can help you become eligible for a loan. Would that work? It's the same thing.
That's just working. That'll work.
So, how much
I
were you
need a
trying to
loan for
borrow?
the vehicle.
How much were you trying to borrow?
I'd probably do 4,000 if it's possible.
You said how much?
4,000 if possible.
4 grand. Okay, perfect. So four large coming right up. How soon do you need the money, ma'am?
As soon as possible.
I assume. No problem. All right. So you were here because. So I'm here to not just give you the money, right? And prove you. I wanna make sure that if we approve, we are approved for something that we can afford. Because sometimes we can get approved for high interest option, and I'm sure that's not what you want to do. It might place you back here in the next couple of months. So if it's a loan, we can look into helping you obtain a reasonable interest opportunity. While working on your credit, we can apply for a loan. That will be the best way you can go about that, because you avoid hurting your credit score by applying to a bunch of lenders to see who's got what. You also avoid giving out your info to all lenders. You will also avoid hard inquiries, right? So that's damaging your score. When was the last
I
time
have
you
a lot
checked
of
your
hard
credit?
inquiries recently. I had was stopped working for a while because I had came to say, wasn't able to for an illness, but I've gotten better since then and started back working. So when I wasn't working, I actually called a couple of couple places, trying to get them to see if they could work with me. And the best they
Right.
really could do was just, they wouldn't even waive late fees or anything. It was just the best they could do was just to
Just
not,
giving you the runaround.
basically, we won't cancel your card for, if you go over 3 months, but, we're still going to charge you late fees and everything else. So, but,
Yeah,
and then
there's
I
debt
have some hard inquiries. I
consolidation.
have the hard inquiries. I have no idea what they are, why they're even on there. Because I
Okay.
didn't make, I mean, I applied for a loan a while back, and I think the place that I applied for a loan, like, ran me through, like, a lot of
Applied you
places.
through a bunch. That happens. So we gotta be careful.
Multiple
You don't wanna
times.
fall into a situation like that anymore.
No.
We're far too
Not at all.
experienced now to do something like that, I hope.
No. Yeah. And they did
So
it multiple times, multiple different occasions, I think, because I got a letter from a mortgage company about 6 months ago that said they were like, "Oh, we forgot to let you know a year ago you applied for a." I haven't applied for a mortgage, so I don't know why you would have why. And it was like, "We forgot, we did this a year ago, and we're just now letting you know."
It's like they
But
don't care. And
I
what
know
difference
maybe
does
they
it
don't,
make
because it doesn't
to
hurt
apply
them.
multiple times when we're just applying with the same
Credit.
application? Yeah, or same
Right.
status. So if we don't do anything about that, then it's obviously going to have the same results. So when you want different results, you go about doing it a different way.
Right.
That's the
Really
only
appreciate
way.
this done with saying we can't get you approved and you work on this or this, instead of just.
At least we don't want you to think of this as something you have to wait for to do. You can apply through our lenders right away as soon as you start with us. It's obvious that you will have better opportunity or better deals if you wait and work on your credit first, but we have lenders for a reason. They're not expecting someone with a good credit, tell you that much. Anyone who's here has issues with their credit, so the purpose that we have the lenders is to help you accommodate your current need with something that's gonna help you with now and the future. It's something that's gonna help you forever, for the rest of your life. I mean, credit is vital for everything. So Having
Exactly.
good knowledge on how to use it is vital. They don't teach us how to use it. Tell me, did you take a course on how to use your credit?
No, not until recently. I sure didn't.
Yeah, so it's just something we can't avoid falling into when it's something we don't know how to use. So that's the thing. I mean, that's one of the big ones. Using credit
Yeah, I mean, if you don't
is
have parents,
it's
if
a
you have
tricky
parents,
thing.
like my husband, yeah, my ex-husband, his parent, his dad knew, you know, from the time he was young, he knew, he had found on his own, but he, from young age, he knew, he saved, you know, half his paycheck every month,
His
blah, blah. So my ex-husband, he
dad
knows how to,
guided
he knew how to
him.
do it because his parents taught, his dad taught him. My parents didn't teach me jack. They lived paycheck to paycheck. They didn't know it. They never said, you steal money, they didn't teach me
Yeah, my
anything. So,
parents didn't have that much either, so
right.
I
What
relate.
are you talking about? Right, yes.
It's okay.
They can't teach you about something that they don't know themselves, so.
Exactly. Now, what can you do about that? You can end the loop by you
Right.
teaching your children.
Now, I've taught
Because
my
it's
daughter,
tough out there.
I've taught what my daughters, I've learned over the years, and, you know, I've told them,
Yeah,
you know.
daughters are the ones that benefit the most with credit, because women are, I'll tell you, when it's about finances, women have a better management of their finances than men. So believe me, I'm here talking to families on a daily basis, and usually the one that has the better credit is the woman. Because men have it easier. That's why they don't need that extra cushion. They think so,
Right.
not until you get to a certain point, then you end up with your wife doing everything for you, and that's something that just doesn't. I mean, it depends on each man, right? I mean, how much were you taught as a child? How much value do you bring to a family, to a household? That's different.
Right.
But right now,
Right.
the important thing is that you're here, and we want to help you go the way that is the only way. You know, the only way for this to work out is by committing to credit repair, and while doing so, at least it gives us the ability to apply for different lenders, different
Right.
chances of getting approved, at least better chances of being with us and choosing a loan to obtain. Doesn't get any easier than that. Getting a loan and then working on your credit score at the same time, instead of working on your credit
Right.
score first and then getting a loan, take you a long time. We help you improve your credit score quickly.
Okay.
We've been doing it for over a decade. We actually have an A plus with the Better Business Bureau, Brenda. So based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit, but do not worry. We give you access to positive credit. So what I will do next is attempt a soft pull of your Equifax report to see what's being
Okay.
reported and come up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together. And don't worry, this is not going to hurt your score in any way. And we use technology to encrypt your information. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to let you know, the one thing on my credit report, there's Westlake Financial has a charge of like $12,000. That's a large, that's the big, that's a big collection account, like $12,000 that is not mine. That's my ex-boyfriend's vehicle. And he has told, asked them multiple times why they put it on there. They shouldn't even have, they, I never signed a piece of paper. I don't know how they even got my Social Security number to attach that to my credit report. You know, and there's no way that they can say that's my, that they can prove that that's mine, because it's not. And he even, you know, he's called them and they refuse to take it off. I don't know what the problem is. I've disputed it several times. I don't understand that. I wish I could sue them.
So we do have unlimited disputes for anything on your report that you want to get rid of, that
Okay.
you are knowledgeable that it's misleading or inaccurate
No,
or
that's
outdated
flat. That
or
one
even
right there is not
unverifiable.
mine. Well, that one right there is flat out not mine. Point, period. Not mine at all.
Now,
You know?
let me ask you this. Do you think your ex-boyfriend used your information to get it out?
Nope, because I was there when he purchased the vehicle.
So then you got to be able to remove that, and we could do that. We could do that at the same time as we're doing everything that we just mentioned. All right.
Right. I think the problem is they okay, when he bought the vehicle, he put he at the dealership, he put he the night he bought it, he put the cat he put part cash down payment and part like on his credit card. They did all that. Well, the remainder the credit Westlake Financial evidently paid the lender off before the lender had put before the car lot had put the actually put the vehicle in their name or in his name or even put a put a, them as a lien holder or anything and took the money and ran. And they got like seven people from that one finance company from that one finance company and then like six or seven people from another finance company all at the same lot. So they had like 12, 13 different people that they did this to, and yet the finance companies paid them. They never put the vehicles in their name, and then they just closed up shop suddenly. So I think they were just like grasping straws where they could, and just threw me out there too, hoping somebody I would pay it. I guess hoping somebody one of us would like maybe because it was on me that one we pay it, he got off my credit or something. I don't know.
Well, we can work on that with you as well. I
Okay.
mean, just a matter of seeing what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, having full detail on something is important, and that's perhaps what we need to get. That's what a dispute
Okay.
process is for as well. I mean, when something is not some, well, you don't remember about something, I mean, that's what it's for. You dispute it, and if it comes back with the information of it's to validate what it is, then I mean that would at
Fine.
least help us understand what we can do better.
Okay.
Okay, so
Okay.
all right. So let me just gather your information, Brenna. Full name is
Okay.
Brenna McAnally. Any middle names?
Yes, Ann, A-N-N.
ANN. And then what is your address? I have your zip code 70403. Is that it? Okay.
And my address is 19380 Old Covington Highway, Hammond, Louisiana.
Thank you. Your phone is 985-403-9917.
Yep.
Email Brandon McAnally 76 at outlook.com.
Correct.
Would you be able to provide me with your social?
Yes.
Go ahead.
450-65-4156.
What is your birthday?
12/25/1976.
You said 12?
December 25th.
Oh, Christmas Day?
Missing.
1976. Perfect. All right. Now, let me just confirm your identity. We got to make sure you are who you say you are. So that's one of the things we do here. The fact that you provide name and social still does not ensure you're the owner.
Right.
So how do we confirm your identity? I have some questions prepared. And
Okay.
they might even remember or help you remember some other things you didn't, It's fun sometimes. All right. So the first thing I see here that we're paying for a mortgage loan. Is that accurate?
Nope.
No mortgage.
No mortgage.
Okay. Next thing, did you own a Honda Accord? I assume that's the one you own because the other options are Bentley Continental, a Bentley Continental Supercharged Sport, or a Lancia Zagato. So the other one that is a common
None of
known
them.
vehicle is a Honda Accord. You might have owned
I
it for a
haven't
long
ever.
time ago.
Nope, I had a Honda Civic.
Okay,
Never Honda
maybe.
Accord.
Maybe. All right, so do you want to go with none of the above then?
No, right, none of the above.
Okay. So you previously lived on Jones. What city was that in?
Yeah. Punchula. Ponchakoula.
I see it. All right. Now, you also lived on Tangipahoa. Is that how you say it?
Spell it.
Tangipahoa?
Actually, that's the parish I live in. It's like the county. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
That's the county where you're at. Okay, gotcha.
uh-huh.
Okay, nice. Pretty sure that Honda Accord is yours, though.
Nope, it's not mine. Nope.
Well, it seems like it is. I mean, I don't know what happened, but I guess you got to make sure on that. So now, Brenda, your score shows 536. All right. 536. You've only had 11 lines of credit approved, but you've been denied at least four times because you've applied 16 times. So that's what you mentioned earlier. You know, when you apply to some lenders, they actually don't tell you that you're applying to more than them. Four, five, six, you know? So that's not good.
But it's been down since I had like 18 inquiries, so some of those have dropped off.
Well, they do drop off every 2 years exact from the day of application. So if you apply, let's say, on a April 19, 2020, by April 19, 2022, it should be removed. Simple.
Yeah.
I also see 19 minor delinquencies. That stands for late payments. I also have seven major derogatory trade lines, which can turn into third-party collections. We only have two third-party collections, which is good. I guess we managed to save some of those and did not go into collections. But whatever it did, totals up to $657. One repo, total number of trades of delinquent six. So you did mention some of these things are things
A
you don't,
repo was,
yeah.
I never had a repo.
So,
Never had a repo, I don't think. What's the repo on, does it say?
yeah, there's one repo on here. So you got to make sure everything on your credit report is accurate, so they're not fair to judge you based on what's not yours.
Yeah, but what was the repo from? Can you tell me?
When was the repo added, or for what?
Yeah, well, you know, like who's supposed
The
to be
lender and all
repo?
that? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can see it because remember it's only a soft
Well, when
pull.
was it?
And we'd be the guys to talk to if you want to have full visibility on all three credit scores. We could give you that.
Right.
All right. But let me see if I can see anything on my end without
Okay.
going any further so we could talk about that. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Are you employed at the moment or you have an income, Brenda?
Yeah, I'm self-employed, have been for years.
Really? I like that. Well, if you're self-employed or you have a business, you know that business credit starts with your personal credit, so think about that's
Right.
also a good thing.
Well, yeah. Everything, I've bootstrapped everything until now, but that's really what got me looking at starting, you know, just fixing my credit with so that I can, you know. Believe
Invest.
it or not, I want to get my credit right so that I can start a company where I do help people build business credit.
Okay.
I
So
want to
you
start a
got to
company doing
start
that. So.
with your own.
Yeah.
All right. They're not gonna believe you, right? When they don't see a
I know.
750. So, upon enrollment, we will give you visibility of your score 24/7, 365, rain, storm, fire, whatever. You can always look at your credit and you can show off to your friends if you need to. Once you're at the position you want, right? Of course, not yet.
Right.
But
I
you
mean,
can
I had a
start
decent
checking it
credit
now.
score until the September of 2021. I mean, I had a decent score until then.
Oh.
It wasn't like the best, but it was decent.
That's good. That's good because you can see how easy it is to lose it than it is to build it.
Right.
Just one action can make you lose it all, and to build it, you got to do a lot of them. So it's definitely something you want to take care of all the time. So you're going to have a way to track your improvement. You're going to see what you're working on, right? Those items you want dispute, you have unlimited disputes. Okay, so we use AI. We have an efficient dispute process, and we dispute all at once. So you can get rid of the things that are not supposed to be on there. We have a money-back guarantee. If in 90 days we have not successfully disputed these items you mark, you get all your money back on the 91st day. There's no better offer than this because it gives you a guarantee of your money. Money's worth more when it's guaranteed. Top of that, you're going to be able to apply for a loan. We have the Loan Wizard tool where we feature third-party lenders. These are more likely to work with you and your credit status. You will get to apply through loans starting at $1,000 up to $100,000. You only need to apply to one, since you will get to see multiple types of loans so that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's start working on your credit situation together. Should you decide to apply for a loan in the near future, let's make sure you're eligible for reasonable interest options.
Okay.
So the program itself, it's monthly, right? Once a month, it's $149, and it helps you have all the benefits I went through and more. Now, is that something you can afford on a monthly basis, once a month? Not right now. I'm just asking on a monthly basis, once a month.
Yeah.
Okay. So I understand that maybe today you don't have it.
I can afford it. If you're saying in 90 days we're going to make significant profits, yeah, I can afford it.
Of course.
In 90 days, I'll be in
of course.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah. Now, right now, I want to go ahead and help you get started. If you start today and you make the payment, we can do it for just $119 and you keep the same program. That's $149. Do you have 119 today so we can get you started so you can apply?
I will have to see. I might not have it till tomorrow.
Okay, so if you don't have it right now, we can't reschedule and do this all over again tomorrow. Let's finish it up right here. I will postpone your payment until the 3rd if you don't have the money.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Let's do it. So how would you be covering your monthly payment? Do you have a debit we can take for you?
What?
What's the little black dog's name that we have in Texas that killed that rat and put in our bed?
Diamond.
Diamond.
Yeah. Close the door for me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me see. I gotta look. I do have a debit card. I had to find it. Cute.
Okay.
What did you say my Capital One card was that? Oh, wasn't my Capital One card. My medical card was okay, let's see. I got it. Dig it out. I'd rather do my Navy Federal, but I'm waiting for a new card to come in. I lost my other one, so. Okay. Well, we can do Capital One. I'll save it over there. Okay. I need to do it. Okay. I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. It is
5108-0502-3353-2733.
Okay. You said 2733?
Mm-hmm. Okay. May I please have the expiration date as well?
0626.
Last but not least, the security code.
469.
Okay. So remember, if it's not available, we're just gonna postpone it, right? So I'm just going to go over a credit card disclosure. We need your authorization to process or attempt a payment of 119 today. Standard procedure dictates if it's declined, it'll be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. And we do not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. So we already know that we'll be scheduling it for the third if for any reason we don't have the money right now, which you already said you don't, so that's okay. Give me one moment while we save your account. The zip code is the same for billing purposes?
Yes.
All right, so bear with me one moment. I'll give you a confirmation. Brenda, I don't know if you have any questions. I do want to give you a phone number so you can call us whenever you have any questions regarding your account. Feel free to contact our team, available to assist you with your questions in regards to how to use or manage your account. So,
yeah, it's like you get to like the website. You got the website, go to so I can see my credit reports and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, on the website, you're going to be able to just do it all, but we always have a moment of, you know, where we might need to see outside the box, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So, given the fact that we don't do the 149 right now, we're going to do just $12.95 to get started. That's okay, right? We can do that?
Hold on, Clay. How much?
So we're just doing $12.95 to get you started.
Okay.
You have the full benefits, and we are postponing your payment till the 3rd. Welcome to the program, Brenda.
Okay.
And welcome to the Credit Pros. So at this moment, you're welcome. You should be watching out for a notification via email and text message. It's going to say, welcome to the Credit Pros. Could you help me make sure that you have that already, Brenda?
I'm checking. One, honey. One, I'm sorry. Oh, no, she just sent me a message. I saw that, baby. I'm sorry. Close the door for mommy. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
She ran into walked into a pole. It's cold today.
To what?
Yeah, you know, she didn't know her teacher. She walked into a pole at school today. Her teacher messaged me. I guess she didn't know her teacher called and told me. She was going to let me know about
You're kidding.
It. Yes, I have two emails from the credit pro.
Well, I take care of a five-year-old, and she did the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, but she hit one side of her head, and I think she cried because of the embarrassment, not so much because of the pain.
Yeah, my little girl, she'd be embarrassed, too. She's 7.
Yeah. All right, so you got the notification. That's good. So you're going to open that, and there's going to be a URL or a link so that you can set up your online password and all that. And as you're doing that, we're going to accelerate this process, and I'm going to contact ACE, which is our auto credit advisor, and we'll make sure that we entered all your info correctly. It's only going to take 2 more minutes to fully set up your account. And once you have your password set up, you can download our app. We have an app called The Credit Pros. You can download it to your iPhone or your Android device at the App or Play Store. So you can use use the app. It's better management of the account online. That way you don't have to go to like the version of the website. Yeah, the app is easier.
Do you have it for Android?
Yeah, go to the Play Store and look up The Credit Pros. It's going to come up just like that, The Credit Pros. All right? So, Brenda, do you have any questions for me at the moment before I connect you over to ACE? It's just going to take 2 minutes for them to fully set up the account after verifying your info.
The telephone number.
Telephone number is
973-233. Okay.
4388.
Okay. And so I'll just get back with you all about the loan later on.
You can do that on your own through the app. It's going to be.
Okay.
You're going to find the personal loan wizard tool in the client resources. It's one of the credit builder tools. You can also apply for credit cards, and we even have rent to own.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. So once again, welcome to the Quitter Pros, and just remain on the line. Don't hang up, okay? Just two more minutes.
Okay.
Appreciate your time. Good talking to you. Be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.